Hey, you found us. It's the Early Morning Crew with Kevin and Ms. Josie, and welcome into our podcast.
We're so glad you're here. Every day at 8:45, we do in a minute of motivation, but you can find it here anytime you want, anytime you need. All right, as I get started with this morning, I just want to tell you about my dog, Abby Normal. Abby Normal. And it was a perfect name for her. Met her at a, I went and got her from an animal shelter. I saw her, she was in a little cage with a whole bunch of other puppies. And she was the only one that was not moving. Mm. She was like sitting there in the middle of the floor, and all the other puppies were real rambunctious and stuff. And I asked about her and they said, she's so sick, we don't think she's going to make it. And I said, well, can I adopt her? And they said, well, we won't even charge you to adopt her. We don't think she's going to last.
Wow.
And I got her some medicine and I took her home. She stayed in my lap for the first like 3-4 days before she got well enough to get up and run around. But she did. And as a matter of fact, after I had her for a couple of weeks, I called them. I was like, hey, she lives. Should I come back and pay the adoption fee? They were like, no, you're good. And she had a very long life with us. And she passed away yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
And I know, buddy, thanks. Mm. But it's funny how I was trying not to do this to myself, but I did. I had those regrets. I was like, oh, I wish I'd taken her on another walk. And I felt bad for any time that I'd... She ate the rankest stuff she could find. She would dig up whatever. She would find whatever. Her breath was kicking. And so I didn't want her in my face sometimes because it smelled so bad. And yesterday I was having guilt about that stuff. And I know it's silly to have that kind of guilt. You can't have that kind of guilt and take it with you. So I wanted to use this to remind y'all, you never know when you're out of time. And as hard as it is, you know, to say goodbye to a pet, people are that much harder. Mm-hmm. And I have regrets over people that I've lost. And I just don't want y'all to have that. So let me remind you today, if there's someone you want to say thank you to, if there's somebody you want to say I forgive you to, or I'm sorry on the flip side of that coin, or if there's somebody you want to tell that you love them, don't wait, because you just don't know how much time you have. I don't want y'all to be left with regrets. Now, it's you know, it's minimized a little bit when you think about a pet, like, oh, I wish I had done this. And with people, it just... It kind of sticks with you when you have those regrets. And I want to remind y'all that we just don't know how much time we have left. So if you got to say, thank you, I forgive you, I love you, make sure you do that. I just wanted to point that out today because I want us to do that.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I am.
I know, buddy. She had such a good life.
And so, you know, having a great life. She lived, what, about 18 years?
Oh, she was like 16, 17.
Wow.
Yeah, she was.
What a lie.
She did. They didn't think she was a poor little thing. And she stuck with us, our little Abby Normal. But I found myself, and I was like, don't do that. Don't start thinking about the bad things.
No,
and so
don't.
I thought about her derpy little sweet face running around the yard. And every time she got out of she would run. We have a huge fenced-in yard. Mm-hmm. She had all the space to run. She had kids to play with. She had pets to play with. But every time the front door opened, she took off like she was born free, had never seen the outdoors before. Every single time she took off running, couldn't keep a collar on her because her neck was so much bigger than her head. Yeah, she will be missed. But I just don't want us to have regrets.
That's
so
right. No
just
regrets.
A reminder, don't put off
That's
the
right.
things that you want to say.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.